and they stood at it in silence, straining their eyes into the darkness. But it did not remain dark for long, for a thin, bright flame burst up from behind the dairy wall, and by its fitful blaze they could see the figures of four men coming rapidly round from that corner of the old building. "Fire! Fire!" they shouted in wild voices of alarm, and beating the iron-studded door with heavy sticks. "Wake up, master! Wake up! The house is on fire!" Their only answer was a frantic scream from the servant, who thrust her head out of her window and echoed their shouts with piercing cries. But Stephen and Miss Anne did not move. Only Miss Anne laid her hand upon his arm, and he felt how much she trembled.
"They're only trying to frighten us," he said quickly. "That's the only wood stack on fire. They think to frighten us to open the door by making believe that the house is on fire. Miss Anne, I'm praying to God all the while to send Martha in time.